This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, the Asian Public Service, with Jace, Kane, and Mitch. Here's Kane Lee with the Asian Pop News Update.
Kane Lee with the Asian Pop Experiment, Asian Pop News. Eason Chan has made history by becoming the first Chinese performer to play at England's O2 Arena. English newspaper The Telegraph has reported just days ago the artist has paid tribute verbally to European fans after selling out the arena show in around 20 minutes and crashing the venue's servers. Close to 12,000 fans will be descending upon the London venue on Monday to hear Chan perform 25 songs from his Mandarin and Cantonese repertoire. The 37-year-old singer said he was surprised and pleased to have so much international support and is excited to hear fans are traveling from areas such as Belgium, Germany, France, Luxembourg, and Spain. Chan's dual world tour, which began in September 2010 in Singapore and has continued across Australia, Asia, Canada, and the United States, has an unofficial slogan, "Who the hell is Eason Chan?" Chan has released 30-plus solo albums and is one of the best-selling Mandarin and Cantonese pop artists.
Still in the region, and another Hong Kong pop star is making waves, but for a completely different reason. Anthony Wong, once well known as lead singer of Hong Kong duo Tat Ming Pair, decided to out himself during a concert in front of thousands of fans. Pinknews.co.uk reported that even though Mr. Wong's sexuality was a well-known secret, he has never actually confirmed it before. Wong has previously hinted at his same-sex orientation to the media, but has never spelt it out so clearly. "People don't need to guess whether I'm gay anymore," told Wong, assuring the media that they would no longer have to report on or question his orientation. "This is a significant step in promoting tolerance within the community of Hong Kong, the city that enjoyed its first gay pride festival in 2008. With only around 1,000 attendees."
In Japan, TokyoHive.com has recently revealed that Miyavi will be providing his new song, Day One, as the official track for an advertising campaign. The song was specifically written for the commercial and features Miyavi's unique slap guitar. It will be released on July 11th under the artist's name Miyavi vs. Yuxek. To coincide with the release of Day One, Miyavi will be holding a one-man live show on July 21st at Kinema Club in Tokyo.
And finally for the Asian Pop News this week, after the successful staging of the K-pop Music Festival in 2011 in Sydney last year, which celebrated 50 years of trade relations between Australia and Korea, our nearest neighbours New Zealand will get the chance to stage the same event celebrating their 50 years relations with the founders of K-pop Korea. Our New Zealand friends can expect to be entertained by the likes of Girls' Generation, 2PM and Kara. New Zealand is home to more than 30,000 South Korean residents, is visited each year by a further 60,000, and is proud to be home to another 15,000 Korean students. Asian Pop Experiment will keep you up to date on developments with this exciting story. That's the Asian Pop News Update for another week. More next week from 7pm Thursday.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.